A steady stream of disgruntled customers helped kick off Philadelphia's hearings on Comcast service today. City officials hope those concerns give them leverage as they negotiate a new franchise deal that will give Comcast access to city streets and utility poles. WHYY's Bill Hangley reports.
Whether this week's Comcast hearings provide anything besides political theater remains to be seen, but that didn't stop dozens of customers from coming out to let Comcast know they're not happy. Here's a taste of what Comcast and city officials heard Tuesday at the Free Library on Rittenhouse Square.
I'm over 80 years old, but I'm not a fool. They're very nice to you, but they lie to you.
I find that companies like Comcast and Verizon that constantly ask for tax subsidies, and they promise high speeds and the drops in prices or something like that, and they never deliver.
You know, they pay 3.5-4% tax, and we're taxed 10%. I mean, I don't understand who's in charge.
You taught your people very well how to be politely rude.
Also, you should make public what they are actually doing to improve customer service. For years, I've been hearing that customer service has been improved, but as everyone here knows, there's no evidence of that.
I agree with several who said we should be able to pick and choose our programming. When I go to the supermarket to buy apples and grapefruits, the store doesn't make me buy kumquats, potatoes, and frozen pasta.
Those were Philadelphia residents Merle Muir-Moss, Oren Panich, Rosemary Devers, Mike Miller, and Barbara Silverstein. Comcast officials were also on hand, and they say they'll be listening and doing their best to improve. These public hearings will continue all week, while the franchise negotiations will probably last until the fall. For WHYY News, I'm Bill Hangley.
And this disclosure, Comcast supports WHYY.